Good morning. That low pressure center, which has been parked south and east of Long Island, continues to spin around now as it slowly heads east of Cape Cod. The influence of this system still being felt across interior New York and New England, with an onshore flow producing numerous clouds and showers. So a showery start to the day for a lot of us here across the Northeast, but without the heavy rain that we saw yesterday, as the storm continues to fill in and depart. It'll be a slow process today, and showers will gradually come to an end, first in New York and eventually into New England later on this morning and into the early part of the afternoon. And it looks like we may even see some breaks of sunshine, especially across central New York and into the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills before the day is out. Some bright spots elsewhere will help temperatures get up into the middle and upper 50s on average for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, as the storm continues to slide away, the clouds will break up even more, and with areas of fog developing, lows will be in the upper 30s to around 40. High pressure will build in overnight tonight and keep it dry tomorrow morning with a good amount of sunshine around. The next disturbance, though, will quickly slide through the Great Lakes and into our region during the day tomorrow. So clouds will be on the increase in the afternoon, although this next system does not have a lot of moisture with it, so showers will be limited and spotty at best, and perhaps a few passing through during the latter stages of the afternoon and into the evening. High temperatures on Saturday should reach to right around 60 on average. Into the day Sunday, behind that next system, we'll have a blustery, cooler day with a northwest breeze at times over 15 miles per hour. And that will mean in and out sunshine with a few passing showers, especially over the hills and mountains. On Monday, another high pressure center will build in and skies will be mostly sunny. We'll have milder air in place with highs again back into the lower 60s. On Tuesday, it looks like it'll be even warmer around the backside of that high-pressure center. A southwesterly wind with a mix of sun and clouds will carry us into the middle 60s. The next front will move through with a few showers Tuesday night, and it'll be cooler in the upper 50s behind that front on Wednesday, despite mostly sunny skies, and it'll stay in the 50s with dry weather on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Pacific Northwest will see multiple rounds of rain over the next few days as onshore flow and a strong Pacific storm system moves over the region, especially in the next 48 hours. Currently, a stationary front stretched from the northern Rockies to northern California is bringing widespread showers with pockets of moderate rainfall. This front should remain over the Intermountain West into the Pacific Northwest coast into tomorrow and will provide additional forcing for precipitation. As a low pressure wave in the Pacific approaches the coast, widespread showers and gusty winds will be common along the coastline. Meanwhile, a stationary front is expected to stay south of the Florida Keys into the weekend. Widespread showers and thunderstorms will be common for most of South Florida. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau in the Bahamas at 2 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Newark, New Jersey at 8:02 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with light drizzle and fog, 34 degrees with a northeast wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 46 degrees, the dew point 44, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 18 at Champion, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, breezy, mid-60s, Boston, cloudy and breezy, with scattered showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny, with highs in the middle 50s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 49, that's 2 degrees above normal. 1.41 inches of rain in Albany yesterday, for the month now 3.54 inches, which is 77 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 31.21 inches for the year, which is 1.01 inches below normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 218 and 348 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 74, set in 1973. And the record low, 16, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:59 p.m. 10 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers this morning and a few breaks of sun by the end of the day. Highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers this morning, then breaks of sun this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers this morning, then breaks of sun this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers this morning, then a few breaks of sun this afternoon, and highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with showers this morning, then a few breaks of sun this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds with a shower possible late in the day, especially in central New York, highs around 60. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool with a passing shower Sunday in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny Monday, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, milder Tuesday in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, breezy, cooler Wednesday, back into the upper 50s, and mid to upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.